to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
Oh boy. I am excited for this episode.
Me too.
We have been looking forward to this for a long time.
Yeah, it kind of feels like everything is just closing up like a ribbon. You know what I mean? Like it's finishing up.
Yeah, we're tying the bow.
We're tying the bow.
Speaking of a closing, tomorrow we close on the house.
We do.
It's basically done.
Yeah.
We just don't have the physical key in our hands yet.
Yes, tomorrow.
We get it tomorrow. Safe to say, we will be at our pool all weekend.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. All right. What a journey this has been. Can't wait to talk about it. If you missed our other podcast episode about the house hunting journey, we did one about a month ago.
Yes.
That was about putting offers in. Finding this house, putting an offer in, and getting accepted, because that was a crazy journey and story in itself.
We talked about that, the loan, budgeting, all that type of...
We talked about what we were looking for in a house, what we weren't, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So we already did that. Been there, done that.
Yeah. That's a great episode, and if you want the full story, I definitely recommend listening to that one. Then listening to this one. So we left off on the last one that we got the offer.
Right. And we've been wanting to...
That
we got accepted.
No, that we got accepted. I was like, wait a second, that sounds wrong.
We got accepted. And I just wanted to say really quickly, we've been ending like every episode leading up to now, from a month ago
to now. Giving little recaps.
But we'll say something about the house, and then we'll say, like, no, we can't.
Yeah, we can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it. So now we can talk about it.
Yes, I know. It feels like we've been holding a secret from all of you just because we're so open about everything. But this we couldn't really talk about because we're like, oh, is their realtor listening?
Right.
You know, we don't want to sway anything. We're in negotiations.
Yep.
Wouldn't have mattered, but we'll explain why in a sec. Okay, so.
We met some interesting characters along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Should we dive in?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we left off and we got accepted. We went into escrow.
Mm-hmm.
Next step was the inspection.
Yes. So a lot of people, I mean, it depends. Everybody is different when it comes to a house inspection. You can hire a lot of different types of inspectors. We hired a general inspector.
Mm-hmm.
We hired a chimney inspector. And we also hired an inspector that inspects mold and termites.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the route we went. We could have hired a pool inspector. We almost did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll talk about that test that we did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, nice.
So we almost hired a pool inspector, and we'll tell you why. So do you want to go take it away?
I'll just say, long day summed up in a sentence. It didn't go well. The inspection did not go well.
No.
At all.
And remember, this house was flipped.
Right.
So the person selling this house had less than a year ago purchased this house, flipped it. Like, you know, added new floors, paint, blah, blah, blah. And selling it, you know, like a flipped, newly remodeled house.
Yeah.
So when you walk inside, you would never imagine that this house has so many issues because it just looks nice. It's like our realtor was saying, like, he just put lipstick on it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think what she was saying was he put lipstick on a pig, but and that might not be what she was saying.
I don't know.
In my memory,
I don't remember the pig part, but she could have said that.
Lipstick on a pig.
We gotta ask her.
Speaking of, let's take a second right now and talk about Gail Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
Gail Steinberg, she was our hero through this. She was our leader.
Yeah.
She was our warrior in the battlefield.
She is great.
Yeah.
She's like family. The whole time, we know that she has our best interest.
Oh, yeah.
And she fought for us to the very end.
She did.
And, she's amazing. She actually made us feel like we were her only clients. She calls us and we call her at any time, any like time of the day, texting. It really feels like, I don't know. It's like, I never feel like we're bothering her. Like
no.
She'll pick up within like a second.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey. So she's amazing. Highly recommend her as a realtor.
Yeah.
We thought that we were her only clients because it really felt like that.
I was shocked that she had other clients.
So towards the end,
we
asked her.
How did she have time for other clients?
Yeah. She has like 10 or more clients. And I was like,
Wild.
Wow. Yeah. I cannot believe it. I thought we were the only ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Gail, she's great. She's been doing this for over 30 years and she has children around our age. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she understood and she promised us in the beginning. This sounds like an ad. She doesn't even know we're doing this.
And this episode is brought to you by Gail Steinberg.
Hi, Gail, if you ever listen to this. In the beginning, she said, I promise I'll hold your hand throughout the whole way. And she really has because this is new for us and she knew. So she would explain all the contracts paragraph by paragraph. So I highly recommend. I mean, I know you guys listen from all over the world. So obviously you guys can't all call Gail, but I highly recommend you guys finding somebody that feels right, that you feel comfortable, that you don't feel hesitant when you need to call for an issue or that will go and talk to you through anything that you need help in, because that's what you're going to need when you're buying a house.
Yeah. That's a long process. Can I have a high five? Great. That's great advice. Because we could not have done this without Gail.
I can't imagine having a realtor where you call and they're like, hold on one second. You know what I mean? Like we feel like we're bothering them.
Get a hold of them. Yeah. That just never happens.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's go back to that day.
Yeah. So the inspection day.
The inspector, he huddles us up and he basically walks through everything that is wrong with the house. And it was jarring. We were both like, what the heck is going on here?
What?
Yeah, even he was like, he looked shocked. He was like, you guys have got to try and get money for this stuff. Yeah.
And he was like, also, it looks like your pool might have a leak.
Yeah.
So I also want to share what the inspector told us about the pool, because it could help one of you guys listening. So instead of hiring a pool inspector, he said, first do this. Get a plastic, not glass, I learned. Because glass can break and then you'll have glass in the pool and that would be miserable. Get a plastic cup or container, like a clear container, and fill it up and put as much water inside of the plastic cup so it matches perfectly with the water in the pool, like the level.
Right.
So within 2-3 days, come back and look at that cup. If the water has gone down equally in the pool and in the cup, that means that it's just natural evaporation.
Yep.
If the water in your cup is still high and the pool is much lower, that means that there is a crack or a leak in the pool and you should hire an inspector.
Genius.
So we're like, whoa, that's great. So
we are doing that.
Yeah. So we did that. We got a plastic cup that we had. Mm-hmm. We filled it up. We put rocks at the bottom.
Yeah, we put it on the first step
of the pool.
First step of the pool. And yeah, we went back the next day. I know I'm jumping ahead for a second.
It's okay.
We'll jump backwards. Okay. We can
jump ahead because we don't get the report till a couple days.
Oh, yeah,
days
that's
later.
Right. That's right. So yeah, we went back and we checked and the water was equally going down in the thing and in the pool. So good to go.
Yeah. So we were.
That was a victory that we needed.
That was a big relief because that would have been about $15,000 to fix. So.
Want to name some of the things that were wrong with the inspector? Was like, you guys need, these are like, not suggestions. These are like, you need to do these things.
Yeah. I just want to give a little background too of like when we visited the pool that day that we had to put in the cup in the water, like we were only supposed to do that, but we spent so much longer. They were like hanging around the backyard, like laying out.
It was a great time to go hang out at the house.
I know. And then every time we're like, all right, let's go back home.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just want to share that. So we get the inspection back and it's about 67 pages long. Mm-hmm. I wish I had it in front of me so I could read some of the things off to you, but I have some in my head. So the house needs a brand new roof. It needs a new AC. The AC isn't really working. It isn't cool. Mm-hmm. It needs, the chimney needs repairing.
Both of them.
They need about $6,000 worth of repair, but, we could get away with just doing like the basic necessities of the chimney if we're not going to end up using it for a bit.
Right.
It needed
a gas shutoff valve for
the emergency
earthquake.
Gas shutoff valve. Yep. Exactly that for the earthquake. That was like a big necessity. That was just in like a hazard. He ended up having to fix that.
Right.
He couldn't even back out of that one. But yeah, there's a lot that this house needed. Like I said, 67 pages of like some outlets not working and like the electricity, what is it called?
The
electricity panels.
Looked like a disaster.
Yeah, it looked scary. Yeah. It was a lot of things that we were not expecting.
The pool. The pool's broken. I mean, there were some pool pieces that were broken.
The pool pump. It needs a new pool pump too. So it needs a new pool pump. So it needs like big things.
Yeah.
All in all, so we ended up getting three different contractors to come and give us estimates. Mm-hmm. And two of them were recommended by Gail that she's known for a very long time. And one is another one that was recommended by a friend. And I actually already followed this contractor on social media because he's done work to people that I follow. So we had all three come out. We had different quotes from them. Mm. And we ended up picking the one that we connected with the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put together the report and submitted it to mm-hmm. the seller to see what he would take responsibility for. And what we got back was a notice to cancel. It was like he was saying, I'm not going to do any of that. And here's your chance to get out of the house.
Yeah. So sorry.
No. I just was going to add one little thing is that I don't remember if we talked about this, but when we got the house, and if you heard our last episode, you know this, it was very competitive. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of offers. It was very tight. And we, you know, got selected barely.
Yeah.
So
people were very upset they didn't get the house.
Right. So we know that. So you know, the seller has leverage to say, well, I'm not going to fix it. If you want to run. I got other people over here mm-hmm. who want the house. So, you know, we knew that. And I think the majority of people would have ran from it because there was so much wrong with the house.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That's our house. So we're not going anywhere. That is our house.
Yeah.
The bones of it.
We love it.
Everything about it. Every other house that we saw, we would have to be trying to squeeze into and fit into something that didn't fit.
Yeah. So the other two houses that we put an offer in, they're way smaller than this house. And we already were thinking, okay, we're going to have to build an extra room. We're mm-hmm. going to have to build an extra bathroom.
Right.
So this house actually fits Joey and I, our future child, a studio space for Joey, studio space for me. Like it's a nice house, a great house.
The backyard.
Oh my, the backyard's the best one.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to say, coincidentally, this house is built by the same exact architect that built the first house we put a bid on and the second house we put a bid on.
Yeah.
So we are obsessed with this architect. His name is Charles Dubois.
Nice.
And he is known for his mid-century homes, if you look him up. And his houses, we're obsessed with the bones. They're something. Great, I don't know. Layout. I love them. I love them.
Open, very open.
Yeah, it's very open. It's great. And a lot of his homes are also in Palm Springs. Yeah. You can probably stay in them. And Charles Dubois homes.
Definitely.
Like rent one out. So. So all the houses ended up being the same exact architect. Mm-hmm. Oh, I also wanted to point out that if you're listening to this, I don't know, 5 years down the road, this is during COVID. So during COVID, during this pandemic, it is a seller's market. There aren't that many people putting their houses for sale. So there's a lot of buyers for one house. It's extremely competitive. Mm-hmm. There is a house recently that our real estate agent was showing. It sold for $400,000 over the asking price. I mean, it's craziness out here now.
Yeah.
So even though we had to pay way over the asking price and the seller isn't giving us any money for repairs, I still feel like we're getting a good deal because it is the biggest house.
Say the truth right here. I'm ready for it.
It is the biggest house.
And
it costs less than the other two houses.
And
what else?
It was listed way under what it should have been listed.
Yeah.
What helps me sleep at night. that's it, truly.
Yeah.
I truly believe that this seller listed our house way too low. So you know what? The buddy thinks he's ripping us off. We're ripping you off, buddy.
I don't know about that, but maybe he listed it low because he knew the house needed so many repairs and he was like, all right, well.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
Whatever. Here are my two spin zones.
Okay.
My first spin is he listed it under price. Okay. My second one is this. We now, because we have to do all these replacements, we now get to truly make this house our own. Mm-hmm. Why not? No. Why can't you get on board with that?
No, we do. We do get to make it our own. That's 100% correct. But a part of me, I just need to let you guys know that if you're listening, we paid extra money for this house. This house was recently sold less than a year ago and resold for $200,000 more because he did things like paint the floors, painting the outside, or not paint the floors, I'm sorry. He redid the floors, he painted the outside of the house, he painted the median in the house, this brick wall blue. And we're coming in here paying $200,000 more, and we're literally going to undo everything that he did.
I know.
We are ripping out those new floors and putting another set of new floors.
Yep.
We're painting over the brand new paint because it's a hideous color on the outside, and we're repainting the brick wall the color it originally was. So
we're getting double whammied.
We are getting double whammied. I will say, yeah, he redid the lawn. Like, right, we don't have real grass, yeah, and I'm very happy about that.
Okay, but you know, I know exactly what you're saying. To put it into to perspective, the money that he used to do all of those things, he could have put in to fix the house. Instead, he didn't. So we're going to fix the house and redo all the things that he did. Insane. But you know what? That's our house.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to move in there.
I know.
I think that, like, So we should do the walkthrough too, right?
Yeah. Sorry,
I'm getting pumped.
So speaking of getting pumped, we're so pumped that we started ordering things online. First of all, there's like these 10 commandments, Gail calls them.
Yeah.
Like 10 rules that you're not supposed to do.
Thou shalt not order
anything
to the house before closing.
Well, that's very specific, but she said, no, don't order things, period. Because while you're waiting for a loan, you don't want to like get a new car, right, or make any big purchases. Anyways.
Or maybe then the not ordering it to the new house is the second one. So that's two commandments in one act.
I feel like she's going to add that commandment after us.
Oh, probably.
After this situation.
Probably.
So, we started ordering these items to the house, even though it's not even our house, because they said that they were back ordered and we weren't going to get them, right, until after our closing date.
Yeah.
So we're like, we're like, oh, great. So we'll get these later once we definitely close on the house. I don't know why, but all of these brands, I don't know if it's like now I'm double thinking. Is this a selling technique for people to purchase things quickly? I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Because it happened with everything.
It happened with everything. So we get to the house with Gail for the walkthrough. And there, first of all, now we know our neighborhood is very safe because, right, there is literally like boxes of couch, of chandelier,
so many boxes
in front of the house that have been sitting there for more than 24 hours. Nobody has taken. I was like,
oh, guys, what did you do?
Yeah, she was just like, you know, like I told you could have stored it at my house. Yeah, you can't, it's not your house yet.
She did say to us so many times, don't order things to the house.
Yeah. And she told us
before closing.
Yeah. She told us, you know, she even offered her garage. So nice.
We didn't mean to.
I know. So anyways, we're so excited. So funny. So we got there and there's so many boxes and we put it in the garage, but it's fine.
It's fine.
So we're going to have some things done to the house. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
So we ended up with a contractor, the third contractor, the one that I had followed on social media, and such a nice guy. And we are going to change the floors. It was one of those things that was a little bit hard because we felt, well, these floors are new.
Right.
But we really didn't like them.
Yeah.
Even the contractor was like, these floors are they put them in wrong.
Yeah.
So anyways, we just decided we're going to do it because it would just be too much work to do it later.
Yeah.
Once we were already moved in. So, yeah, like, if we're going to do it in a couple months, might as well get it
it's
over
the
and
right,
do
it's
it.
It's the right thing to do.
And do it now.
Yeah.
So we're changing the floors. We are sanding the beams. Mm. So there's beams in the dining and in the living room or family room. And we're going to be sanding them because they were painted over with like this weird, like greenish brown color. And we want to restore like the beautiful wood grain. So we will be sanding them and we will be painting the ceiling white.
Yep. The bricks.
Yeah. So we were trying to figure out what to do with the median. The middle part of the house has this brick wall and we weren't sure if we were going to put a drywall or if we're going to keep it brick. But we decided to keep it brick just because it keeps the like authenticity and kind of just like the energy of the house of when it was first built.
Yeah. And then there's other projects that we're going to have, but you know.
Oh my gosh. The kitchen. We're going to completely redo the bathrooms, the kitchen.
Those are all going to be.
The backyard.
It's all good.
I am so excited. I am on cloud nine just because home renovations has been my dream since I was a child. I would play The Sims and create homes out of scratch. And that's what I do with my artwork. A lot of my backgrounds, if it isn't our home now, I make it up and it's so fun for me. So this is really a deep passion of mine that I've never been able to feed because we've been renting our whole lives.
Right.
So finally I'll be able to work on all these projects.
You've been doing so good.
I am so excited. You are great at this.
You're great at this. You've got great taste and you got this down.
Thanks. I'm so glad that we have like kind of the same taste, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everything that I show you, you really like.
That's great. I love that. Yeah. All right, we have a bunch of listener questions. You want to get to them right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, what is something you wish you knew before buying the house that would make the hunt easier?
I feel like I'm going to answer this in two ways.
Okay.
One thing that I wish I knew.
Yeah.
And another thing is one thing that I think that I can help others in case they didn't think of it.
It's the best answer I've ever heard.
So I love you. You're the best and you're so sweet. Oh my gosh. How are you, real person? Okay. So number one, I wish that I knew that buying a house is like, it's kind of like everything else in life where, well, not everybody believes in this, but I do. I think that everything happens for a reason. I'm one of those people. And I feel like whatever house is meant to be, it's just meant to be. Mm-hmm. And there's always going to be another house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always going to be another house popping up on the market.
Yeah.
So even right now where there weren't that many, we still found other ones that we really loved.
Yeah.
So I think that I wish that I knew before that I am going to be falling in love with multiple houses because I really did fall in love with the first one. I even cried over not getting that was the only like low point in this whole thing for me was
not getting that first house
was like where I felt sad. And the rest was easy, I feel like, you know? Right. Like, it was like, oh, there's some annoying things when he didn't want to pay. But at the end of the day, what do you do, you know?
Right. I think that's great advice, though. But I will say, everybody tells you that when you're going in. Everyone says...
You kind of have to experience it.
That's what I was going to say, is everybody says to you, you're going to fall in love with it, or you know, whatever. If you don't get a house, it's meant to be. But you're right. You have to like experience what that's like to understand it completely.
Yeah.
It's totally different, right?
Yeah.
From like hearing it to experiencing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because man, thank God we didn't get the other two houses.
I know. I'm so happy.
Thank God. All right. What was part two of your incredible answer?
So part two is I think that thankfully the way that my brain works and the way that I was taught is always save money, always have backup money. Like I've always in my brain, my savings have savings. Like, you know, I always want to have a really big cushion so then I'm never feeling stressed. And if something comes our way, we're like, all right, fine, we'll just have to do it. But there's always like an amount of money that is untouchable that you don't want to go into because you want to have a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
And my advice for people buying a home is buy something below your means. So then you're not so stressed and you have, you know, you're like, oh man, we're going to have to spend this extra 30 or this extra 15. You're not trying to like scrape money from anywhere. So yeah, maybe you could afford an even bigger house or whatever, newer. But I think that mentally, for your mental health and just to be more comfortable and happy, I think that it's good to go below what you can afford. And that's what we did. And that's why I feel like we weren't that stressed, because we're like, all right, fine, we'll get a roof. Like, you know?
Right, right.
So that would be my advice.
Right.
Because there's going to be, like, just like in life, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to come up. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure when we buy the house, within the first couple months, something might come up.
Yeah.
You hear it all the time.
Right.
You're like, oh man, then the AC completely broke.
Right, right.
So that would be my advice.
Love it. Perfect. Okay.
How about you?
Exactly what you said. The next question, you just answered it, but I'm just going to give you another chance to maybe add something if you want to.
Okay.
How did you work through the heartbreak of not getting a house? I'm going through it right now. So somebody just put an offer in, didn't get it.
Yeah.
And they were like you when you were crying on the bed with the covers pulled over you. What would you say to you laying in the bed with the covers pulled over you?
I would say just go ahead, cry.
Yeah.
Like, feel your feelings.
Yeah, yeah,
if this is
great.
How you feel.
Great.
Be upset about it. But then you can't be upset about it all the time. You know, you have to live your life. So start looking again. Get that over with. Get it out of your system. And you're going to find another house and start visualizing what you really want. And there are going to be more, and just keep going and don't give up until you find the one that feels right for you.
Yep. The amount of people that have also said to us that they too felt that, you know, that whatever house number one, house number two was their house that they didn't get.
Yeah.
You know,
so many people told us that.
So many people told us.
And then they told us, oh yeah, but I'm so glad we didn't get it finally.
Every single person has said that.
And you know
and
what?
Now we're saying it.
I know. And I always wondered, are they just saying that to make themselves feel better?
Yeah, totally. I thought that too.
I wondered. But like on paper, like we have proof that this house is better. Like it's way bigger.
Yeah.
It has a way better backyard. Like, you know, it has a way better drive to the house. So I think that one thing Joey and I said, we're like, we are not going to put an offer unless the house is better than the last.
Yes, definitely.
And that
we're not
going
to settle.
We're not going to settle.
Yeah.
So I think that that mindset will help you feel better. Be like, you know what? Why am I crying if for sure I am not going to settle for anything less than what I really loved?
The best. You're the best.
You're the best.
What percentage of the list price did you put down as a payment?
So we went with 30%. And I think 30% is just like a good amount to put down. The average is 20. We decided to go a little bit higher and we put down 30 just so our monthly payments wouldn't be as high. Actually, it ended up being more because we offered more. So it could have been like 30 to 40%.
And then just a follow up, what percentage of purchase price is required as cash first to buy a home in the U.S.?
It's very, very different in different places in the U.S. California, New York, and Miami are kind of in their own worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's very different in different places. I know in North Carolina, you can buy a house for, you know, you can put like 10% down. Mm-hmm. But, we have a friend that put 5% down.
That's right.
5% down and bought a house. It varies, and I cannot give you a number because it really depends on where you live.
Again, you answered this one, but just in case you want to add something, how did you determine a budget and stick to it?
Like I've talked about this before, but I have a entrepreneur that gave me this piece of advice years ago that I always go by, and it's keep in your savings 6 months worth of your bills and don't ever touch that.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I'm always thinking,
subtracting that amount from
from the money that I have, my life savings. I am not touching 6 months worth of whatever the house would cost and like the bills.
Right.
And then the rest is money to spend on the house.
Here we go. Did you already pick your future baby room?
Future baby room. Yes, we did. We have a future baby room, which is going to start off as a guest room because we're definitely going to have our family over. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we'll turn it into a baby room.
Did you have a contractor you were working with prior to buying your house?
No, but we met with three.
Them. Yeah.
We met with three different ones and we really went more with like who we had a connection with.
How did you decide about the neighborhood? Did you check school districts' scores? We kind of talked about that actually in the last episode about the house.
Yeah, we did. But I'll just quickly say, yeah, we checked the school district. We definitely cared more about elementary, but who knows? What Joey and I talked about is, before our first child ends up having to go to elementary school, we have to make the decision, are we going to stay in this house or are we going to move? Because we really want them to have the experience of staying in the school district from elementary school to high school, all the way through high school.
Right.
I never had that growing up, so I never really was able to kind of have like solid friendships from school because I switched from elementary school, then I went to a whole different district for middle school, whole different district for the other half of middle school, and a whole different district for half of high school, and a whole different state for the other half. So as you can tell, like graduations for me were not very special, and like I didn't really have deep connections. Joey, on the other hand, it was like an amazing school experience.
Yeah.
So I want that for our children. So the long answer to that is the short answer to that would be, yes, we checked, and the schools are they're great if we want to stay in that neighborhood. We were told by the contractors that people move into this neighborhood just for the schools. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. But so the answer is yes, but we might move.
How long were you looking? You've been looking at houses for 78 years.
I've been looking at houses since I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
I've been looking at houses for a very, very, very long time. I've had a vision board with the designs and the houses that I would like before we could even think of even affording a house. Ironically, I had this architect, Charles Dubois, on my vision board years ago.
Is that wild?
I know. I didn't know it was Charles Dubois. I had no idea. I just liked it.
Right.
And I put it on there.
Yeah.
Later on, once we had already put an offer in for a house, I'm re-looking at the vision board and I'm like, whoa, this is a Charles Dubois house.
Yeah.
So it's insane. Crazy. I know. If you don't believe in manifestation, if you don't believe in visualization,
you're just living proof of it though, so.
I don't know what to tell you, but if you do, I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Yeah. How long were we like actually looking though?
We started actually December because we met Gail in December.
Right.
On my birthday.
Yeah. That's when we started to go to open houses and start to figure out what area we wanted to live in.
December 2019.
Yep. Do you and Joey agree on the same wants, needs for a home? Same wants and needs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta look.
I was gonna say, like, it's so wild to me how much we agree on everything.
Yeah.
It feels like it feels like we're the same person. Let me tell you a story. The other night, Joey, we always joke around that like sometimes, I don't know, I'll see something on his, like, let's say I see an ingrown hair or something, and I just, like, I don't even ask. Like, I act like it's my own body. Like, I just go for it. And it's just, like, we kind of forget we're two separate bodies. The other night is so funny. We're sleeping, and Joey, like, moved his foot so my toenail scratched his foot, and I was like, oh, be careful. Sorry, I didn't mean to scratch you. He's like, no, I'm using your toenail. I now use your toenail. I needed to scratch this part of my foot. I was like, oh my gosh. Anyways, this is so funny. Yes, we have the same views on design, on things in life, yeah, on morals, on a lot of things. I am so thankful every single day that it ended up like this, because it just flows.
Yeah. Agreed. Did you manage to stay in the area you wished?
Yeah. So we had two areas that we absolutely loved. Yeah. We said, we're either going to go in this one, mm-hmm, or we're going to go to this other one. Mm-hmm. And yep, we ended up in one of the areas that we absolutely loved. And we feel like if we're ever going to move from this area, it would probably be to the other one. But I don't see us moving anywhere else.
No.
Yeah, because they're like the two best ones.
Did you use just Photoshop to plan out the changes in your new home?
Yes, I used Photoshop.
You're so good at it. Oh, my God. Oh, that's another thing. Oh, I guess we told this part. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say that the night we saw this house online for the first time, you stayed up all night Photoshopping
The house. Yeah. We literally saw that. Joey showed me the house.
That didn't happen with any other house that we saw.
Yeah, that didn't happen with any other house. When we saw this house online that night, I was already in bed and I couldn't sleep because I was so excited. So I got up, went to our living room, and I stayed up to like 4 o'clock in the morning Photoshopping what this house would look like. Another visualization thing. And now we bought the house and we're literally Photoshopping. Mm. I mean, we're literally changing what I Photoshopped.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We're getting the cabinets doing all that. So yes, it's Photoshop. I will say, if you're a first timer on Photoshop, it is kind of hard. I have training since college. Yeah, it's Photoshop.
Did you guys hesitate when putting bids in houses, or did you just like the house and jump right in?
We definitely hesitated on the first house when it came to the counter offer.
Yeah.
We won it was a multiple bid house. Mm-hmm. We won the bid. Well, it was between us and another person, and we stood our ground, mm-hmm, and we didn't offer anything else. Mm-hmm.
The second one, when we countered, we hesitated and we decided not to counter more. The second house. So we hesitated both times with those two during the counter.
We did.
And then with this one, there was no hesitation. It was more of like, what are we going up to?
Yeah.
How high are we going?
Yeah.
Because that's our house.
Yeah. We didn't hesitate. We offered way over the asking price for the third one. We kind of also got a sense of the market, because in the beginning,
right.
You were kind of worried. You're like, I don't know. Are they serious? Like, you know,
right.
Are they just messing with us?
Right.
Is there really somebody else that's offering right, way more?
Right, yeah. I was like, we were hearing that the other real estate agent is not a good guy. And I was thinking, I don't know if there's any other offers. I think they're just trying to, they're trying to shyst us. But
there were
other offers, yep. And thank God there were.
Yeah. And then the second house was a weird situation. It wasn't even a multiple bid thing. Nobody else bid for that house except us. We were the only ones. And I know why, because that house was not flipped. So the first house was flipped. So was the third. But the second house, which didn't have a lot of offers, there wasn't anything done to it. It needed a lot of work, but we did not mind, because we're, you know, I would have loved to grab this third house before it was flipped.
Oh, man.
Oh, the things we would have done. We would have had so much money to work with that.
I know.
Anyways, so what I was going to say is, in the second house, we were the only ones, but they wanted more money. And then it was a weird situation in the second house. Then the seller changed her mind. This is woman that owned the house. She didn't even live in the house. She just would go and visit it and swim in the pool.
It was her country club.
It was like just a house that she had. And then she changed her mind. She's like, I don't want to sell it anymore. So that was weird.
Yeah. All right. Last question.
Yep.
Now that you are closing and moving into the house, what furniture are you honing in on?
So, furniture.
The backyard.
So fun. Yeah. The backyard.
Dining table for the backyard.
Yes, because we are going to be eating out there every single day. We have been cooped up in an apartment for 5 years without a backyard. And also because of COVID, we haven't been able to like eat outside at restaurants. So we are really going to soak in the backyard. Mm. So that's the furniture that we've been looking for the most. We already got the lounge chairs. We got the umbrella. Mm-hmm. We have a couch and a coffee table, but we still need the dining. It's actually very hard to find a great dining table for the backyard. The reviews aren't great mm-hmm. in a lot of places online. One thing I did learn is if you're going to get anything that's wood, the number one wood for a backyard table is teak, T-E-A-K wood. Mm. So there's that. So I've been looking at that. But there is a local furniture store that we drove past that we're going to look at. There's also brands that have reached out that have been great. So we will see if we like anything from the brands that reached out, then maybe we'll do that. But we definitely don't want to settle with any of our furniture just because I feel like in this home that we live in now, I did get a lot of the pieces, like even our dining table. I didn't get it because I absolutely loved it. I got it because it works and it's a good price.
Right.
But now I really want something that's going to last us a long time, that we love the design.
Yeah.
So we're really going to take our time with picking the furniture and all of that.
I cannot wait.
I know, me too. I want to just say that if you are buying a house, which a lot of you guys are buying a house right now, because I have talked to you on Instagram about it, and you are feeling stressed, or for a second you feel sad, you know, this is what I always think of. The reason I feel like I'm very stress-free is because as soon as I feel a little bit flustered about anything, I think, are you kidding? Like, how can you be flustered when you have the privilege to be able to purchase a house right now? There's so many years I've been saving up for this moment, and we're able to, like, these aren't, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
These are like privilege issues. And yeah. Like, you know, when people are so stressed about certain things like this, is like, well, at least, you know, you can have a house over your head, or at least, you know, we have a backyard. You know, I've lived in a 300 square foot place that didn't have an oven, and the window faced a brick wall. Mm-hmm. And like, it was teeny, and I was just happy to be there because I was so thankful. So I feel like, because I've experienced all of these things, you know, like there's been times I've slept on the floor. I didn't know if I was going to have enough money for food for the next month. And because I've experienced all of that, now I can really feel like, how can I dare to be stressed about anything?
Yeah.
You know, when you know what I mean? Like, we have a roof. If you have a roof over your head, if you have a phone, if you have if you have food, you are so blessed.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, if you're going through any hard times right now, I feel like it's really nice to just like kind of pull yourself out of it and be thankful for what you have and the people around you. And that's the most important part.
And that is why you are, in fact, the best. Well, the best. Freaking said. Well, freaking said. Let's go out on that note.
Okay.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, everybody.
We appreciate you all so much. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, so see you next week. And by next week, we'll be Bye, everybody. Love you all. Have a great week.
Bye, everyone.